It was another day in the yard. Chester the ant was exploring once again, seeing the green grass and the tall brown trees, the flowers and the rocks and mulch and things around him that were so beautiful. Chester loved to explore, and he had seen most of the yard, although he'd never seen the other side of the yard past the Path of Doom. The Path of Doom was a driveway that belonged to the house of Mr. Frecklebottom, and Mr. Frecklebottom was a scientist who studied bugs. Chester was terrified of him, for he would take bugs and dissect them and kill them and get rid of them, and Chester was afraid, for he did not want that to happen to him. Chester was an older ant, and he had lived many years of his life and was soon bound to die, and so one day, after he'd explored much of his side of the yard, he decided, well, I should go explore more. And so he set out to go on a walk and maybe go near the Path of Doom, but hopefully not. He was unsure where he would go. As he was walking, he came to a big, big thing that was like a wall, but he didn't know what it was. And so he stopped, going left and right, seeing if he could pass it. But unfortunately, he could not, because it was too big, and he didn't know where to go, so he was going to turn around. But before he could, he heard this loud noise, clomping, stepping, terrifying noise, and realized this was the house of Mr. Frecklebottom. Here he came, big and burly, and Chester knew this would be his end. He would die. He would surely, surely perish, for there was nowhere for him to run or hide. He was too slow, and this man, he could come get him. And he thought he was going to die, and then suddenly, Mr. Frecklebottom picked him up into a glass case and brought him inside. Chester didn't know whether to be terrified or super happy that he hadn't died. Thankfully, though, he was just put in this case and started getting a tour of the house, pretty much. He thought inside Mr. Frecklebottom's house would be dead bugs and legs and cruel things that would horrify him, like a haunted mansion of dead bodies. Well, bug bodies, obviously. But nonetheless, he was terrified and had no idea what would be inside. But actually, it was very nice. There was a table and chairs and a nice kitchen, beautiful shutters and warm colors, and there was no dead bodies anywhere. So Chester was surprised and decided to just enjoy the ride because he suddenly didn't feel as frightened. But things were about to change. For Mr. Frecklebottom took Chester into a huge room. But this room wasn't just a big room. It was ginormous. It was the size of a house. It was made of glass, the ceiling, the sides, and the sun shone in and the sky was bright blue above. It was beautiful. But what was most beautiful of all was the vast city inside of this glass room. This city was huge, but it was also small, because inside the city were bugs. Bugs lived in this city. Chester was so surprised to find that Mr. Frecklebottom was not actually killing the bugs and dissecting them to study them, but instead, he was taking them and putting them in the city to study them and their lifestyles and what they could learn and what they could do, seeing how much capacity they had to learn, to study. And Chester was infatuated. How could this be? This is so interesting. And he was also so pleased, but he was also frightened, for he missed his home, and yet he saw this new place as a new opportunity. And then Mr. Frecklebottom set him down and put them in the city. And he began to see people and meet them and realize that many of them were actually his family, old people that he had seen but had disappeared, people he had heard about, famous people from his land who had gone away and had gone on adventures and disappeared, but they were here living. But something about them had changed, for they were educated and stronger and more able to do amazing things, and Chester was so amazed, and he wanted to learn more too. And although he was coming soon to the end of his life, he knew that this is where he wanted to spend the rest of his days, with family members, with new people he'd never learned about, to learn all these new ideas and education. And the most interesting thing of all that he learned was that Mr. Frecklebottom had created a language for the ants. Together, they had created a language that they could use to communicate. And so the ants would use that, and Mr. Frecklebottom could talk to them and share ideas. And Mr. Frecklebottom was trying to find a way that he could communicate even better and share new ideas. He was trying to study the way that they could learn and grow. And it was so amazing. And Chester got to be part of it. Chester had never believed that he would ever be able to be a part of something so amazing and so cool. And he was so excited to see that humans actually cared about these bugs. And so, to his gladness, he got to spend the rest of his days here in this new city of bugs. The end.